Beth Steele. Now, St Anne's Special School on the Curra provides education for children with moderate and severe learning disabilities from across Kildare and West Wicklow. But parents say the school is facing a financial crisis. They allege funding is so tight that the money intended for educational supports has been diverted to keep the lights on and pay bills, while concerns have also been raised about the cleaning standards and the condition of the building and delays to a long-promised new school. St Anne's is included in the list of schools in the recently published plan from the Department of Education and secured planning permission back in 2022, but it will expire in March 2027 if construction does not commence. Joining me now on the line is parent Nuala Henry, whose son attends St Anne's, and Kildare South Labour TD and spokesperson on children, Mark Wall. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Sarah.
Nuala, if I can come to you first, and just if you could just tell us about your son and why St Anne's is such an important school to him and your family.
Well, my son has a rare genetic disorder, and he absolutely loves school. He is delighted going off every morning, and I have to say the staff in St Anne's are just wonderful. The teachers, the SNAs, everyone, down to the caretaker, they go above and beyond for our children, and I'm so grateful for them. And it's not good enough with the staff either, Tara, really. You know, for the government to make this announcement that we're one of 105 schools to proceed to building our tender in 26-27 is just a joke. You know, our planning permission is currently due to expire in March, and we haven't even progressed to tender process, which can take another 9 months to a year. We've been stuck at this stage 2B, basically, since nearly 2 years now. It was back in 24 we were appointed up to stage 2B, and to be honest, things have just gone more expensive. Inflation, the price of material, it's just crazy. The school is in a bad state, you know.
And when you say bad state, what do you mean?
So we had the senior part of the school was at the back of the school, and that was in prefabs. And back in 2022, you know, there was holes in the wall, there was damp, there was mould, and part of the yard was being exposed. The tarmac had split, making it unusable for the children. And between the department, they decided to put in these new prefabs on site closer to the school, and you'll actually see them on the road when you're passing St Anne's. And so the senior school was moved over to the front of the building. But really, like, the prefabs are modern and they're lovely and they're clean, but they're not fit for purpose. You know, the children have complex needs, and as it is, there is only one accessible toilet facility for up to 80% of our students, which most are incontinent, Tara, and it's really not inclusive or good enough for our children or the wonderful staff trying to treat the children and students with respect and dignity while trying to change them and perform personal care needs. So because the playground out the back is not suitable, they're squashed into the small little playground out the front, which isn't inclusive and doesn't have the equipment for safe use for children in wheelchairs. So unfortunately, at the moment, there's nothing for those children. Now, the junior school itself, it's in poor condition. It's cold, it's damp in parts, and the classrooms aren't fit for purpose. You know, they were built years ago. They're not the new standards. And the staff are really doing their best, but they can only do so much, Tara. Yeah. You know, it's not good enough, you know.
And this is like, it's a source of stress for the students, the teachers, as you've alluded to, but and the parents. I can hear the stress in your voice.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you go off and you send them to school every day, and that they're happy is half the battle. But, you know, you want the best for them. You know, you want them to have the best sensory rooms and you know, all these lovely equipment. You know, a lot of our children, you know, they need a little bit of regulation and de-stress, with many children with complex needs. So they need the nice sensory room to be able to get in and have you know, their trampolines and their spinning chairs and, you know, children with sensory needs and very complex needs, they just need a little bit of downtime. And there really isn't, you know, there isn't that that amount of support in terms of sensory rooms and stuff that we should have and that new buildings should have. Like the buildings, the windows are old and the doors and, you know, they're very near the road there. Yeah. So we have these new prefabs, but like the noise is coming in. And like what the government spent, the department spent on putting in these new prefabs back in 22, that should have gone into the new school.
Yeah.
You know, at the time we had to get the defence force in to help put them in and get them ready for September, when really it should have been gone into the new build. We should have a state-of-the-art new build and we wouldn't have all these running costs. Like last winter, it came to a stage that the school had to close one day because the heating system wasn't able, wasn't up to standard. And, you know, if you've got children who are peg-fed in wheelchairs and if it's mobile, they can't be coming into a cold environment, you know.
But it's disruptive for anybody if school doesn't go ahead. But I can imagine schedule, routine, procedure, you know, like all of that can be the difference of a good day or a bad day.
100%.
I'm going to bring in Labour TD Mark Wall. Mark, this is hard listening to hear about this.
It absolutely is, Tara. First of all, I want to thank Nuala for coming on and representing the students, the staff and parents, because this story needs to be told. St Anne's is an absolutely wonderful school, as Nuala described, and it is so important for Kildare and West Wicklow, and the students are so important because it's the routine that they get every day, it's the learning that they get, that they cherish, and it's a great school for everything that goes on within its location. But unfortunately, that location is now not fit for purpose. And as Nuala describes, when you have one toilet for 40 students, many of those students have a disability, then that's simply not good enough in this day and age. Government have rightly trumpeted the need for special schools, the need for investment in special education, yet this project is still at stage 2B. So what we need to see, after I raised this with the Taoiseach last week, is that this school goes to tender as quickly as possible, again, as Nuala describes, because we need to get that school for those students as quickly as possible and built on the site.
And when you describe 2B, so that is, am I right, the submission is received, but can you just explain to our listeners what exactly 2B means?
Well, 2B is design stage, basically, and it's detailed design stage. So that is the Department of Education in Tullamore, where all these schools are designed. That's where it is at the moment. But the problem with that, and we spoke previously about the Curragh School, is that many schools, and the Taoiseach even acknowledged this on the day I raised it with him, many schools are at stage 2B. And what we need to see, Tara, is that we need to see the next stage, which is the tendering stage, which can take anything from 9 months up to a year. We need to see that rolled out for the likes of St Anne's and for other schools as well, but particularly for St Anne's, because the conditions that Tara, that Nuala has just described, again, are just simply not good enough, Tara, and that's what we need to see. And like, in fairness to the Taoiseach, I would give him credit, he acknowledged this. I'm expecting an answer, an update this week, and what we need to see is government getting behind this project and allowing St Anne's to get to that stage where there will be hope, where they can, where all the students, the staff can see a future for their school, and we can get the school that all everybody involved with St Anne's deserves.
Absolutely. So I did see with correspondence, Minister Moynihan had said that it is, as you said, 2B. The department is currently waiting the design team clarifications, and once the 2B stage clarifications have been received, they will review additional information. But Nuala outlined there, or do you know what happens, Mark? Because if planning permission is due to expire in March, where does that leave the...
Well, it's March of 27. So the reason that I'm working with and indeed, in fairness, all public representatives are working with the school is that date is just around the corner, literally, Tara. So what we want to see is that this school gets the go ahead, and we don't want a situation where that planning permission runs out. You know, obviously the school can reapply, but that's more money, that's more cost, that's obviously more time. We don't want that to happen. So that's why, I suppose, the campaign from the Parents Council and the Parents Association has started for St Anne's. That's why they've contacted all their public reps, why I raised it with the Taoiseach. We don't want to get to a stage where we have to look at planning mission again. And we have now that until March of 27 to get this work done, to get the new school delivered, to ensure that we're at tender stage and ultimately then to get to construction stage. So that's why, you know, in fairness to KFM, you're highlighting today, Nuala is on highlighting from the parents, and us as public reps, we're bringing this to the Dáil floor to ensure that we don't get to that stage.
Yeah, no, and actually I just, a listener has been in touch. They're a parent and their child attends St Anne's, and they had said, like, have always really enjoyed going, but they've noticed in the last number of years it's just getting worse, and they'll go back in September knowing the all the hard work for communication and toileting will be forgotten. It's heartbreaking when parents, we work 100 times harder with our special children as we do with our typical children, but that's just a fact. This year was the worst communication devices turned down, so I couldn't hear on the return from the school, which means his voice is removed in school, and using one toilet between 44 children, there's not enough toilet breaks, forcing them to wee on themselves. The playground is a yard with no toys. The sensory room is a small room with a radio. My heart breaks for these children. If it wasn't for the Parents Association, the children would have not been given a school tour this year and no summer programme. It's terrible and it needs a good look into from senior government. That's a heartbreaking text to read. And Nuala, I know that's the reality of what your son and many others are facing every day.
It is, and unfortunately, Tara, I am calling as a parent here, but I also sit on the Parents Association, and we are a newly formed Parents Association. We just started in the last year, and to date we've raised, you know, we've got 17 iPads for the school, which they didn't have last year, 9 communication boards for visuals. We've had equipment for the staff room. Our poor staff room had no cutlery, dishwasher, coffee machine. I mean, we source sensory equipment, which really should be provided by the Department of Education. And unfortunately, our school is on that lower capitation grant from the department, which goes on the number of pupils, which isn't good enough for a special needs school with children with high complex needs. You know, the department really need to look at that as well, you know, to be giving extra funding and extra resources for all these movement breaks that they so need. Yeah. And we should really be having these state-of-the-art sensory rooms that the children adore going in and have their deserved movement breaks.
Absolutely.
It would make the children and the teachers' lives a hell of a lot easier, because at the moment they're trying their best and they're wonderful, but the conditions are not good.
No, and I can tell you we're getting so many texts in here, and it's something we will continue to highlight. A lot of people saying their children attending the school, I'm just going to try, and other people, it's shocking that the government can spend money on unnecessary things like bike sheds and looking what these children need. My children also, and my child attends St Anne's, and the current school building is simply not fit for purpose, waiting over 10 years for a new school building. It's just not good enough. And thank you for helping raise awareness. It's something we are definitely, I know, Mark, you've been pushing, and I know, as you said, and credit that, you know, Taoiseach Micheál Martin is aware. But the thing is, you know, promises, what we need is action. We've talked about the Curragh Community School. You know, I don't know, Mark, do you know, what is that, a tender stage? I believe it was going.
Okay. Yeah, so that there's good news on the Curragh School at last, that's where we're at. But St Anne's needs to follow.
It does.
For everything that your listeners have said, Tara, and obviously what Nuala has described as well, I will, as you said, continue to raise this at every opportunity. I'm waiting for a reply back this week. I'll be back on to the staff and the Parents Association as soon as I get that, and of course onto yourselves as well. But like, it really is, that time is ticking here for St Anne's,
no,
and we need
critical
some action, as you say.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate Mark's support, and I suppose it's a pity because our children attend a special needs school, we don't have that at the gate community.
Yeah.
You know, they all go on buses every day, so we feel like our fight is sometimes a little bit forgotten.
Yeah.
And even in the community, you know, you drive by St Anne's there, and that's another issue. People drive so fast by it, speed out, and buses are going in and out daily, finding it so difficult. It's such a hazard. And you don't even know we're in the community, you know, and other people don't even know where St. Anne's are. And we're waiting 10 years. It's not good enough.
No.
And our children deserve this school.
Of course they do. And the other thing, Nuala, and I know a texter alluded to there, like as a parent of a child with special needs, it is... And being a parent anyway, it's hard. It's tough. It's very tough. But I can imagine it's extra tough. And then to have to take on this fight as well. And unfortunately, it is a fight that you've had to take on to bring this awareness and to try and get things moving. And it's something we will certainly continue to cover. But I just want to thank you for coming on air with us, Nuala, this morning. And it is something we will continue to highlight. So thank you. And that was about St. Anne's Special School. And we'll have more on that on our website later today. And of course, Mark, you will provide some updates for us as you